Tim Collins is from the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. He says while past seasons have had a unifying theme, this year's lectures will be on a variety of topics and have speakers from different disciplines. Collins considers that a strength, and he says diversity of thought is evident in the first lecture of the year.
Well, we kick off the series on October the 1st with Cornelia Flora. Neil is a longtime friend of mine, has been a mentor. I've co-authored some publications with her. She has really developed community development in a forward theoretical way with what's called the community capitals framework. Neil is going to speak on a topic related to the community capitals called social science, watershed preservation, and sharks. She has consulted on a number of projects with fellow faculty members at Iowa State or with a former student in Mexico on environmental projects to help them analyze how they can be more effective. The one in Iowa is a watershed preservation project, and she helped an organization analyze how it could be more effective in that political setting of agriculture and legislation and state policy.
So things that are definitely applicable to here.
Yes. And then the project in Mexico actually had to do with ecotourism and protecting a mild variety of sharks so that ecotourists could go look at the sharks while having minimal impact on the environment and the community.
So we can't learn from the actual shark part of it, but ecotourism working in a framework of the community you have, definitely things that could be transplanted to, you know, WIU, Macomb area.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
And also it seems like one of those things where in academia you do have, I wouldn't say stratified, but sometimes you stay within your own subject matter. It seems like one of the great things about this is that you have people sort of that crosstalk. You know, have there been any sort of unexpected relationships or collaborations that have come out of these over the years?
I would say one collaboration has been more personal. It's for me being able to work with different faculty members across the campus to build some informal relationships around sustainability. And I think that in itself is important because we have an active community of people who are interested in sustainability on this campus, and they have worked with facilities management. They have worked to put on the Environmental Summit, which celebrated its 10th anniversary last year. So formal collaborations, not sure, but informal collaborations around that general topic, yes. One of the things to keep in mind here, I think, is that sustainability is not just a scientific issue. It's a very human issue, and it's the blending of the human with the science that is really important, and that in and of itself makes us multidisciplinary.
And I think, you know, it may be really tough to point to like a scholarly paper or journal article that say, yes, this came out of a brown bagger, but I think you were totally right where if someone's philosophy is influenced, if their approach to a problem is changed, you know, that can come through informal conversations completely. And I think that may be just as important or more important as, you know, a journal article getting published by two people that got connected together.
You know, at a community level, there are the larger issues, and those are incredibly important. But at a community level, like the campus and Macomb and the WIU region perhaps, it's the networking and the human relationships that matter in getting people thinking about these things and getting things going. Macomb is an incredible community. If you broadly define sustainability as a high quality of life, you have a wide group who work together informally covering a variety of issues, everything from the environmentally concerned citizens and the Lemoyne River, Prairie Land Conservancy, which is trying to preserve natural lands, especially in farmland. You have the Arts Center. You have people who are working on sustainability like I am, trying to bring people together. You have the Environmental Summit where we bring people together and discuss these issues. You have a campus sustainability committee. I would even consider the Al Sears Jazz Festival to be part of community sustainability because it celebrates some traditions in our community. It brings in people from elsewhere. It raises the quality of our life.
That's Tim Collins with the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. This year's Brown Baggers Lecture Series starts next Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. on the fourth floor of WIU's Malpass Library. Collins says some of the lectures will be available as webinars for those who cannot make it to the library. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-State's Public Radio News.